Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 9:07. Come on, you got to pump it up. Even though there's a little lover spat going on between Trump and Elon, come on, hug it out. Cheers. Yeah. I almost said that out loud.
Yeah.
We need to send him on the love boat, patch things up, get it done. We could do a dated reference like Rob and Laura.
Oh.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah. General Hospital. That was huge.
No. Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, Rob and Laura.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm thinking Luke and Laura.
Luke and Laura, General Hospital. That was a couple. That was a big deal. That's why I said dated reference, which
that's
they're
true.
Both dated. But
Rob
and Laura Petry.
Yes.
Yeah. Who, you know, somehow they made a kid, but they slept in separate beds.
Well, it was the 60s.
Yeah, I thought that would make it wild.
So did
early 60s.
So did Ricky and Lucy.
Lucy! I live with my own version of Lucy, so, you know, that is a special place. I have the blonde-haired Lucy called Betsy, and I'm not complaining at all. Life's very interesting.
Never dull moment.
Little dramas here and there, as long as they're not too serious, and so far so good.
Yeah.
The pool's coming along, though.
Nice.
I do have to tell you that.
That's awesome.
I have more important stuff to share, though. D-Day. It is the anniversary of D-Day this day, 1944, June 6, 1944. Then Supreme Allied Commander General Dwight D. Eisenhower gives a go-ahead for the largest amphibious military operation in history. And we hope that that will never be matched again on many different levels. But that's one of the reasons why it reminded me. You know, we've got local first responders that step up, and some go above and beyond, and we're very proud to present that every weekday morning at 8:35 through the month of June, presented by Lawful Defense, Shoot GTR, and Campus USA Credit Union. This morning, we already featured FHP Trooper David Kitchen, and there was be on the lookout for and. He tried to pull the suspect over, and he ran. Eventually, they got engaged in a physical altercation. The man reached a firearm, and Kitchen was compelled to use deadly force. And he was exposed to great personal danger. And, you know, the thing is, after, you know, having to use that deadly force, he immediately began to render aid as he attempted to save the life of the individual clearly intended to take his. So we're very proud to salute the bravery of Trooper David Kitchen with the Florida Highway Patrol. Like I said, every weekday in June we'll feature another first responder, 8:35, Monday through Friday. And we're very, very proud to bring that to you. And these are great people that are not looking for awards or accolades, but when you do something above and beyond, you're going to get some recognition there. And we're happy to do that. All right, what else do we have going on? The big battle, Trump versus Musk. I hope there's something really big that's good that's going on behind the scenes. Because if this is what we think it is, what it appears to be, if it's all right here on the surface, then you can't help but lose respect for both of them.
But what if?
What if what?
What if this is all a big, beautiful plan?
Now, it could be, and we could speculate on what that might be.
Yeah.
Why would they need to be so derogatory towards each other to gain attention, to what? Take our eyes, minds, thoughts off of what? Off of what?
Right.
I mean, are they going to meet secretly in an underground lab? Elon, Trump, Zelensky, and Putin? Oh. Are they going to solve that?
Wouldn't that be interesting?
But they to do that, they wouldn't have to be on the outs necessarily.
Wouldn't.
Why are they doing this? You could do a small public show just to create distance between Trump and Musk. Because
and early in the week, that would have been fine.
Yeah, because Elon would want to focus on his business and all that. That would be understandable. But it got to the derogatory. I mean, when you're saying that somehow Trump is ensnared in the whole Epstein thing, he's involved, that to say that, wow. And you don't have any evidence to back that up.
And even Epstein's attorney says, no, I ask him. Trump's not involved in anything.
Yeah.
So.
And he would have, there's no love lost there.
No.
He would have no reason to do that.
No.
So, yeah, it's right now it's kind of crazy and kooky. It's, well, not the Adams family, but
yes.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
You rang?
Ted Cassidy.
Used to be a lifeguard.
Yes.
Daytona Beach.
You rang.
He kind of stood out.
Oh,
was
yeah.
He 6 foot seven?
He could just reach in the water and get you.
That's true.
Never got wet.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Jeff, what do you think?
Wow, we never would have seen this coming, for one thing. It's kind of bizarre. But I believe we can agree that Trump and Elon are two very big personalities. I think we can agree on that. And I think it's just a matter of two males just finally kind of button heads, and Elon is kind of extreme, and he just doesn't like the bill. I think he's got a right not to like it, and Trump's like, this is what we got to do. And I think it's that simple. I don't believe either one of them plays the smoke and mirrors thing. Hopefully that's what's going on. Wow, that would be great, but I just think Elon doesn't like it, and Trump's like, I don't care you don't like it. This is what we're doing, and it's that simple.
Yeah, I think this is like a bad public divorce. And basically, both parties lose. I think if it is what we believe it to be, if it was a divorce, maybe you could go to some sort of arbitration. And you know who could moderate that arbitration, right?
Who's that?
Well, the newly become independent.
Oh.
Corinne Jean-Pierre.
Because she's totally fair and balanced.
Yes.
Right there in the middle.
She turned her back on the Democrat Party, so she clearly would be available to moderate some kind of discussion and hopefully maybe a couple of apologies going back and forth, some thoughtfulness there.
It could be sponsored by her publisher.
Yes.
Promote the book.
And she could write a second book regarding her experience with that. Yeah.
It'd be more interesting than the one she's put
down
now.
She could
probably
talk about the broken White House that she was the press secretary over and talk about the broken relationship of, these guys had a bromance going on. And something happened. I don't know. The toilet paper roll, clearly the paper is supposed to come over the top.
Well, obviously.
Was it something like that? The toothpaste, you got to put the cap back on securely.
I don't know.
You know, these are some basic things, relationship advice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What else would you say, Greg? What's some good relationship advice that, you know, maybe they could have utilized or maybe can utilize now to sort of patch things up?
I think what I've learned is the answer, yes, dear, comes in handy a lot.
Now, who would be?
Either way.
Who would be?
Either one. Whoever is, like, wanting to get along would do the yes, dear. That's the way
I'd
look at it.
It seemed to me that Trump was being less aggressive, and it seems the way that I'm keeping score here is that Elon really drew first blood. Last we heard, when Trump and Elon were parting ways at the White House, he gave him like the golden key to the kingdom and said nothing but glowing things about him. He praised Musk on his way out. Next thing you know, Musk is bashing the big beautiful bill, and then the trashing went further, and then.
So Musk has the claws, is what you're saying, kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, like a muskrat.
Ah, see what you did
muskrat.
See what you did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nights, I'll just bask in that.
Yes, you should. Just enjoy it.
In that cleverness.
Yes.
It is 9:16. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines and more Battle Royale. Round three, ding, ding, coming up on 97.3, The Sky.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation. You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Another day in paradise. Thank you, Lord. Now let's do something good with it, huh? Huh, peeps? It is 9:21. You're doing something good with it. You're listening to this show. That's awesome. And I thank you. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 9:21, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the anniversary of D-Day, June 6, 1944. So, I want to remind you of some things that are going on, like casino night is tonight. Wait, no, the benefits, the proceeds benefit the Marion County Veterans Memorial Park in Ocala. See, so it's for a good cause. This time only, gambling can be good. It's casino night. Ocala Bets on 60th Avenue, United States Airport Road in Ocala. And that will be this evening from 6 to 10:30. And I believe there's still some tickets left, but if you want to make sure, you can call Denise at 352-266-2701, and or you can go to marionvetpark.com. But it's this evening. It's a fundraiser. It's fun. It's gambling without getting arrested.
That's always a good thing.
It's gambling without losing your life savings.
That's also a good thing.
Yeah, it's casino night.
Sounds fun.
And it goes to benefit Marion County Veterans Memorial Park in Ocala.
Nice.
What a perfect time to do that on the anniversary of one of the toughest days ever of fighting and dying, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. All right. What else do we have? Oh! Hey! Is that a Tesla? Somebody burning another Tesla? No! That's just a dumpster fire burning the relationship between Trump and Elon Musk. That's what that is. That's a dumpster fire. You know, just when the Democrats were trying to figure out and spending millions of dollars, how do we get the young man's vote? How do we get the young man in the gym to talk about voting and to vote Democrat? How do we do that? Well, first of all, you destroyed and went after masculinity at every level. Yeah. You called anybody who was not effeminate, basically, toxic! Mm-hmm. It's toxic masculinity. I can smell it from here. When they're looking for masculinity, you have two grown adults, highly successful, getting in what really amounts to a cat fight. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. I'm going to say this really nasty thing about you. Oh, yeah?
Here.
Well, I'm going to do this.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, okay, are these really grown adults? Yeah. They're really both very successful and very wealthy. Yeah.
But they're just kind of, but you got to remember, they're used to doing things their way, however they want.
Don't you ever tell me that I'm immature, because I am, but never tell it to me in a bad way. Clearly, it might be the pathway to success, Greg.
Apparently, it did work for both of them.
Isn't it crazy, though?
It is.
What do you think, in your heart of hearts, really is going on? What do you think it is?
Well, see, the last 18 hours have kind of changed my mind. Because I thought, okay, distancing themselves, it helps Musk a little bit with Tesla. Lefties back off a little bit, quit burning cars. Trump kind of moves on with his big, beautiful bill, and it looks okay. But this whole thing is so over the top.
Now, Musk has like 24 kids, 8 baby mamas. Do you think maybe he was going around somewhere trying to impregnate? Try to make another baby mama around the White House somewhere.
Oh.
Well, I don't know who the target would be. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Trump's like, hey, you just can't come in here and grab anybody and lead them down the hall.
I mean, he kicked, Epstein out of Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I mean, he really pulled the pin on that grenade and rolled it right at Trump because, and that might be part of the secret to what's really going on. Another one of our astute callers had mentioned, he mentions, Musk does, he's on the outs with Trump, he mentions Epstein with the files.
Right.
Maybe this would be the perfect opening for Trump to say, you know what, I'm not going to let the DOJ, hold it any longer. Everything is, I'm ordering the release of all the information, all the names, everything, all of it right now. Because I know that I am not guilty of anything. So I'm going to, and that way, the Democrats, of course, they'll be, I think, are going to be really upset and really crying over it. But he'll be like, hey, it's not about you. My reputation was being besmirched. I am simply letting the American public know. And we talked about transparency, and here it is.
But even an Epstein lawyer says, I asked Epstein about Trump and nothing.
Right.
Nothing there.
But this gives cover to him to actually make all this stuff public, which I don't know if he needs that cover. He released it all in February initially. Of course, the DOJ wants to go over it.
Right.
But how long do you need to hold on to it? That happened in, I think it was late February. Here we are, March, April, May, 3.5 months. Something like that? Over 3 months for sure. I mean, you got to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time, you know?
Yeah.
9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Don't forget, Bob Rose Show podcast, available where you get your podcast. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. 97.3 The Sky.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
All righty then, it is Friday. The weekend is here. Come on. It's 9:36. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And yeah, the big story is Musk and Trump going at it blow by blow, cut by bloody cut. Who's going to come out on top? Neither. You don't win a fight. You're going to do damage to both. I don't know if they're doing this for attention to keep our eye off the ball for something else bigger that's coming. I have no idea, but what I see and hear right now just simply does not make sense to me unless you say, okay, well, they're two huge egos and their inner children got the best of them. Other than that, I
don't know.
I don't understand it. So we shall... I mean, if you have an opinion on it, that's fine. You could share it with us, but we're going to move on and keep you up to speed with other things that are actually going on. Because even in the midst of this fight, there's not as much talk about the big, beautiful bill. Senator Rand Paul said, look, I'm not trying to stop it. I'm trying to make it better. And we had Senator Rick Scott on yesterday who said pretty much the same thing. So let's hope that they can do that. Let's make it better. Let's make some cuts. Now, he's been a critic of the bill, Senator Rand Paul. And he said, one of the things I've always promised is that The debt is a problem. That's true. He's been very consistent with that, and so is his father, actually. That has to come down. And the debt is a bipartisan problem. That I'm an equal opportunity critic of both parties. You know they have to. They have to do a better job. I'm conservative before I am anything else, Paul said. I'm a fiscal conservative. But the thing is, I can tell you, my goal is not to stop the bill. My goal is to make it better. So really, there is a compromise. Short-term increase in the debt ceiling or separate into a separate vote, and you have my vote. But it can't be. I'm not enough to stop this bill anyway. It takes four people. So I've been advocating and wish there were four that were as loud as I am, because we'd have this fixed months ago. If four people would have stood up in March in the Senate or in January when I began talking about this, the bill would have been changed because they could have never written it. It's harder now because it's passed the House, but it still could be changed on our side. In fact, our side is wanting to borrow more. They want to borrow $5 trillion, and the House borrowed $4 trillion. So our side's even worse than the House side. Wow. But you know, at the end of the day, he says, my goal is not to stop it. The big, beautiful bill is to make it better. And to make it better, I don't think he means bigger.
No.
He means make it more beautiful.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Representative Jamie Raskin, who I'm not a fan of.
No.
No. He's, anyway, I'm not a fan. Yeah.
Yeah.
And who was he on with? He was on MSNBC, so nobody actually saw it, but I'll report what was said. The good news, I would say, is 14 million Americans are facing being thrown off Medicaid. Millions of people are facing being cut off nutritional assistance. And although that wasn't enough to stop the Republicans from doing what they're about to do, perhaps this blow up within the Republican Party ranks will make them think twice about doing that and adding another $2.5 or $3 trillion to the national debt that Trump drove up in the last administration. So any debt, of course, according to this Democrat, Jamie Raskin, you know, this congressman, any debt is Trump's fault.
But what about the 4 years in between there, Bob?
Yeah, there was some debt.
Yep.
There was some debt that went up. And in looking back and trying to assign blame doesn't help you with the future and the present and the crisis that, you know, is here right now. But it's interesting, he doesn't want 14 million Americans cut off of Medicaid. But what he's not explaining is a portion of that is people who are illegal aliens who never should have been getting Medicaid to begin with. And then the other part of it is people who are able-bodied who refuse to work, and he's not telling that. What he should say is 14 million Americans may be getting thrown off of Medicaid if they don't find gainful employment. What can we do to stimulate the economy so that these people can find employment? Well, see Trump's big, beautiful bill. You see? So he actually should be in agreement of it. But of course he's not. He's a Democrat. He wants to blame Trump for the spending, but he wants to either keep the spending we have or actually increase it. Raskin does. Definitely the Democrats always try to have it both ways. And then he added, I think dozens of our Republican colleagues are running scared because there's been such a massive popular reaction against the attempt to dismantle Medicaid and throw people off their health care and their access to food. Really? I haven't seen a massive popular reaction at all. What's he talking about? The only actions I see are when they have rent-a-mobs that are going around trying to interfere with ICE operations. That's the only kind of thing I'm seeing. I don't see anything real and organic as far as talking about that, because I think most people agree. Look, Clinton helped to push that through. It initially was a Wisconsin lawmaker who started it up there, but it's basically, you know, your benefits are going to be cut off if you're able-bodied. In other words, get to work. Get to work. If you're not able-bodied, that's different, clearly. But if you're able-bodied, you got to get back to work. And you cannot look at that as a punishment. It is not. It is a benefit. When you enslave people, don't work so you can get this little bit of Medicaid and this little bit of welfare, whatever. Do you believe you're doing them a favor at all? You're not. You're destroying them. You're enslaving them. They'll stay at home, wait for that check. Instead, they actually could have a real life. They could contribute to society. They could do much better financially than what they're doing now, living off the government. So yeah, if you're able-bodied, you should get to work. It's good for you. That's the thing. Democrats are like, I don't know if I'd go that far. No, that's it. You want to live to your human potential. United States Army has some good news. It has hit its 2025 recruiting goal 4 months early. Thank you, Pete Hegseth.
Nice.
Thank you, President Trump.
That's awesome news.
Yep. Officials said Tuesday the Army has met its goal with the signing of 61,000 contracts for new active duty soldiers. The Army made the announcement in a social media post saying the recruits are eager to serve their country. You know, you can find 61,000 young people that could actually pass the physical test.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What's that? 1 out of 10? You had to go through like 600,000 people to find 61,000?
Yeah.
In April, Vice President J.D. Vance underscored the positive recruiting trends as he and President Trump expressed full confidence in Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. If you look at our military recruitment numbers, that's, in my view, the best testament to his leadership of the military, that for the first time in a very long time, we don't have a terrible recruitment problem in the Army, Navy, and Air Force. The Army's goal was 10% higher than the 55,000 sought in 2024. The Army said the achievement shows a renewed sense of patriotism and purpose among America's youth. Yeah, these are some of the same young ones that are voting for Trump. And that, as the president would say, is huge. House Oversight Committee Chairman Representative James Comer subpoenaed former President Joe Biden's physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor. Why? Why'd he subpoena him? Because he wouldn't come in voluntarily. That's why. Yeah. It's regarding an investigation into the alleged cover-up of the former president's cognitive decline. Now, you know why this is important. Because if he wasn't cognitively aware every time that auto pen was being used to sign his name, that's a problem. That's a major problem. So the letter that was addressed to O'Connor, Comer pointed out that in May, the committee requested that he appear and for a transcribed interview. All right. But no, he didn't want to. So now the subpoena comes out and there'll be more. They'll subpoena other people. And yeah, it's clear that there was a cover up going on. But if we could dig a little deeper, who was really using that auto pen? How much of it was Joe Biden really aware of?
Good questions.
Yep. Coming up next, we need some upbeat positive thoughts. Heck, it's Friday, the weekend starting. Yeah, we don't want to fight. We want to love.
Aww.
Things that make you smile is up next, where we want upbeat positive count your blessings thoughts. No politics. You can do it. 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Another day in paradise. Gorgeous, I say. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time for Things That Make You Smile, brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. So, if you can call in now quickly, we'll get you in there. 877 877-975-9825. And I can tell you what's making me smile. The pool, the little home project that Betsy and I have been working on, is coming along swimmingly well. Get it? And I think that today, shortly after my nap,
yes,
I will assemble the pump and filter apparatus.
Ooh.
And I think we will be swimming shortly thereafter.
Are you serious?
Yes.
This has been a pretty quick project for you guys. I mean, it just arrived. I mean, the sand and everything. What,
she, yeah,
last weekend?
She put in a lot of work trying to level the ground. I mean, we live on a slope that goes down to a small lake. And,
right.
So making it level, and we didn't have any advanced tools or anything to do it. I mean, we did it by hand. And this is a good-sized pool. It's 12 by 24.
Yeah.
And you have to clear out an area a little wider and longer than that.
Sure.
So anyway, she put in a lot of hard work, and it's coming together. And when we started to put water in it, it actually looked level. And we're like, oh, thank you, Lord. So that definitely makes me smile. Good morning, Jeff. What's making you smile?
Pool party at Bob's house?
Right on.
Okay, well, so the raised crossing on University Avenue, you know what I'm talking about? The big hump?
Yes.
So some students looked both directions and crossed the street without pushing the button. That's making me smile. There's hope for humanity. God bless America.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you got to push the button and it alerts drivers. Yeah. Good morning, Kaz. What's making you smile?
Hi, Bob and team. Beautiful, beautiful weekend we're going to have, and I know you have events to attend, and my kitties are doing good. I'm going to swim in the lake. That's right out there in my yard, basically. Hmm. It is just a beautiful, beautiful day, and I was thinking about you guys all week as I listen, and just God bless and love you all, and I'll be listening to you Monday.
Right on.
We'll
that makes
here.
Me smile. Yeah. And Greg?
Well, I had a great time last night. Gainesville Jeepers getting together like we do once a month, kind of hanging out, eating some good food, talking about Jeep stuff and whatever, and a bunch of them listen, so that's always a lot of fun, and we certainly appreciate that.
You swap any parts or anything? Does anybody bring something? Hey, who needs this?
Well, when they weren't looking, you know, as long as you take a wrench, you're pretty, you know, you'd probably grab something. Just kidding.
While people are in there eating?
Yes.
So don't give anybody any ideas now. Social media, my gosh.
I know.
Yeah, just remember, there might be a guy like Greg that's keeping an eye out. You
that's
know what
true.
I mean? Uh-huh. I mean, don't uh-huh. risk your life
no.
for a hubcap.
No.
Not that I've ever seen a Jeep with a hubcap. But anyway, The Smoking Gun is next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Currently, North Carolina gun owners need to be at least 21 years old, pass a background check, and complete a gun safety class to get a concealed carry permit. The new law, if passed, would only require gun owners to be over 18 years old, a U.S. citizen, and be legally allowed to have a firearm. SB 50 passed out of the House committee on a party line vote, 6 Republicans voting for it, 5 Dems against it. Bill sponsor, State Senator Danny Britt, said, "Good people with guns stop bad people with guns." If it makes it through the House into law, North Carolina will be the 30th constitutional carry state in the Union. So, yeah, standing up for the Second Amendment, that is your smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe weekend. See ya.